9-11, 590 WKZL is always on our Wednesdays. Check in with the head coach of the Western Michigan University men's basketball team, Coach Steve Hawkins. Coach Hawkins, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not too shabby. All right. Big night tomorrow night. Of course, you go on the road to take on a Kent State squad that's kind of a little bit, well, at least record-wise, Western Michigan, 2-2 in the conference, and they're just a couple of games ahead of you in the win column. But how do you match up with the Golden Flashes?
Well, it's very we're very different. They are very, very, very long and athletic, and rely very heavily on their athleticism. They press a lot, and then we, on the other hand, rely on our execution. So it'll be an interesting game.
Sounds like an interesting matchup. What do you, as far as matchups, you know, as far as your players against their players, who on the Golden Flashes are you going to pay the most attention to?
Well, they've got, their guards are outstanding, but it's not like you can pay attention to just one. One of the most, Chris Brewer is a heck of a guard. But they also have some good inside players. Henniger is a really nice inside player, and he's been there a while. So they have some guys that can put the ball in the basket. They score a lot of points, and really get up and down the floor. So it'll be interesting. It'll definitely test our defense, and offensively we're going to have to work hard. We had a terrible week last week where we lost two ball games. And turnovers really hurt us in both games. And this is a team that presses a lot, which has been what our problem has been the last two or three games. Actually, we beat Miami, but they pressed a lot, and that got them back into the game. And then Eastern Michigan pressed some. You could kind of put the Eastern Michigan game and almost put that aside just because we played. It was one of those games where we were almost in a fog. But the Bowling Green game that we lost, we played very well for about 30 minutes. And then their pressure bothered us, and it got them right back into the ball game. And ultimately, we were in a dogfight to the end until they pulled it out. So we're going to have to handle Kent State's pressure as well.
Talking with Coach Steve Hawkins of the Western Michigan University men's basketball team. Coach, we're a few games into the season, and you've had a chance to, of course, look at your team and whatnot. What has impressed you the most about your Broncos this year?
Well, we've got tremendous kids. We're getting ready to practice here this afternoon, and then we'll hop on the bus and go down to Kent. And traveling with this group is awesome. They've got great team chemistry. They have a lot of resilience. They bounce back from things, and they're extremely coachable. Whatever it is that went wrong the day before, even if it went right the day before, the game before, they bounce back, and the next day they want to know how to improve. And that's about all you can ask for as a coach. If they do that and they play as hard as they can play, there's not much more that you can ask for as a coach. So I really enjoyed being around them. It's a very coachable group, and they're resilient.
You've had a chance now, most teams have played at least four games in the MAC, and you, I love the phrase that you say, it's the MAC. Just is the Mid-American Conference. Has anybody given any indication, any of the teams, that they're going to pull away from the pack, or are we going to have a dogfight all season long?
I would be surprised if anybody does. I really would. When I'm just looking at the scores, and I'm just now starting to be able to see most of the teams. I'm watching film on Kent State, the last couple of days, and, I saw them play Buffalo. And so now you're looking at Buffalo as well as Kent State. I wasn't studying Buffalo, but now you've been able to lay your eyes on it at least. And, there's a lot of good teams out there. Akron is good. They got beat by Toledo. Toledo beat them pretty good. And Akron, and Buffalo is good, but they have a loss. Kent State has two losses. Ohio had been playing real well. They only have one loss, and that was to Akron, but that was at home. Eastern Michigan on our side, of course, Eastern Michigan has one loss. That was at Buffalo, and we lost to Eastern Michigan, but we beat Toledo, and Toledo only has one loss. We have two losses, so, you know, it's early in the year. We're only four games into an 18-game schedule, and you know, the thing that we don't like is we felt like we let one get through our hands the other day against Bowling Green that we should have had. But at the same time, I think it could shine a flashlight. You know, when you lose a ball game, sometimes it shines a flashlight a little bit brighter on your deficiencies and make sure, you know, you have to pay attention to them. And I think that ball game did the other day, and hopefully we'll be a lot better for it.
You know what impresses me, Coach, is I'm looking at the standings. There are 12 teams in the MAC. 9 of them, conference-wise, are at 500 or above. And that's just, you know, that plays out to what you've been saying. You know, it's the MAC. You know, any given week, anybody can win.
Yeah, on any given night, on any given week, it's really, you know, a game. I mean, there were people that were surprised by our score against Bowling Green. There were also people that were surprised with the Toledo score at Akron. And, you know, it just happens. There were people who were surprised with the Toledo score at our place. So it is. It's any given night. It's, you know, I hate to speak in cliches, but it truly is a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it's about a team has got to get themselves to the highest business-like state of mind they could be in and then remain there all year long. If you have a lot of ups and downs, if you get too excited after a win, you're setting yourself up for a fall somewhere down the road. And if you get too dejected after a loss, you're setting yourself up for the roller coaster ride as well. And you have to stay off that. You just have to be as consistent as possible and move on to the next day's practice or the next game.
Talking with Coach Steve Hawkins of the Western Michigan men's basketball team. Coach, before we let you go, we always ask you this every day. Going into today's practice and then, of course, the game with Kent State, are you pretty much injury-free still?
Yeah, we are. You know, so far, so good. Again, Tucker Hayward has been the one that has been, you know, that pretty much we have to pay attention to. You know, he sprained his ankle badly before Christmas, and he's still, I don't think he will be at 100% all year, but his 90% is pretty good. And he played well against Bowling Green the other night. He still doesn't have the exact lift that he had before the injury, but at the same time, he's still playing pretty well.
All right, Coach Hawkins getting ready to take his Western Michigan Broncos down to Kent, Ohio to take on the Golden Flashes tomorrow after a practice. And that's a game, of course, you can hear on our sister station, Z96.5, beginning at 6:30 with the voice of the Broncos, Robin Hood. Coach, we wish you a very healthy practice today, that nobody gets hurt or anything, and a safe trip down to Kent. And let's come back with a victory, and we'll talk to you next week.